Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we do each and every month, we have President of Southern Union Todd Shackett with us. And this time, I got a bevy of SUVs sitting out in the parking lot as the District Attorney Jessica Venturi. We're kind of double dipping here. This is one of those, what do they call it, the collaboration or the crossover that they do like on CMT and MTV. That, like, you know, got the two of our main guests coming in at the same time. So I think I just may turn my mic on, turn it over to you guys, and I'll just walk out of the room, go get breakfast.
We could probably do it, but no, it wouldn't be nearly as much fun.
So. Awesome stuff.
To me, it's just an example. You know, I brag about this community when I go places because I've lived in five different communities now in my career, and nobody does it better than the Auburn Opelika Lee County community in terms of coming together and working on common goals. And this is, I think, a perfect example of us doing that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We both, or all three of us, I've talked on separate occasions. We've talked about this particular initiative that you guys are discussing, which is called what again? I'm sorry,
Lee County Rising Student Summit.
Yes, we talked about this last time you were in, as well as you've mentioned it before with it coming up. And so that was one reason that you asked the district attorney to join you this morning. So
yeah, because it's coming up this month.
Okay.
We want to make sure people are aware of it, particularly the students get excited about it. You know, statistically, in the state of Alabama, roughly 50% of students, when they leave high school, don't really have a plan. They don't go to work. They don't go in the military. They don't go to college. So we really want to open eyes and present real-life opportunities, examples, and pathways to these students so they have a plan, and we actually help them achieve that plan the best we can.
Or you can be like my youngest, who's going to be a senior next year. She's doing her junior year. And every week it's something different that she wants.
And that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. As long as there's something.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
When there's nothing, that's when we get worried.
Yeah, she walks in and I'll say, are we still looking at education? No, I'm looking at nursing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's all good.
Very. I mean, those are so close together.
Well,
honey.
I think when you break it down, well, you know, they're both helping people.
They are.
Right?
They
so she's a helper at heart.
And she is.
And that's what I encourage students is follow your passion, but make sure it's marketable. make sure somebody's willing to pay you to do it.
Illegal.
That's why you're here today. And we'll talk about this program a little bit. As Jessica, when you'd said, I found it hilarious that you were talking about with Todd at Southern Union. Like anytime you've asked for something, they never say no. So now you've gotten to the point where you got to kind of pick and choose because you don't want to wear out the welcome too much.
I know. I'm always worried about that.
Always welcome.
It's always great to partner with President Shackett in Southern Union. And when this idea popped up and I just kind of floated it out there, he was like, absolutely, we're on board 100%. And that was really great. And I think it is really good to talk about how the two worlds intersect, my world along with education. I mean, obviously, we want a successful, safe community. And we want to make sure that our high school graduates are on the right track. Really to make their lives easier, to help them have that foundation and that framework. And I think, like, even when you were talking about your daughter, it's great that she's thinking about her future, but we also know for sure she's going to have a great foundation there to help her. And there's a lot of students out there that just don't have that basic stepping stone that they need, and that's really kind of what this program is supposed to serve, is to help them make those right connections, build that framework, and get started.
How do people get involved in this? I mean,
So we put the word out, or Jessica put the word out, and the team that was put together is incredible. I mean, they're from the Lee County school systems, all the different areas. I mean, we've got the charitable organizations.
That's right. It's a large group. The Chambers of Commerce have been amazing to work with us and help us actually gather some of our data from our businesses. The cities have been great. The Opelika City put out a survey to their teens last year, I think, and gave us that information. So we've really kind of built this program based on the feedback that we've heard from our local businesses, but also from the students that are about to graduate. I mean, what's the point of putting together a program if you don't really know who needs what? Auburn University, Southern Union, local businesses, our nonprofits. I mean, it really is a mixed bag of people that show up every month. We have these meetings. They show up every month committed, ready to go, bringing ideas, willing to put in the work. And I'm very appreciative of that because, you know, it's a big goal and it requires a lot of help.
And the sponsors have jumped in.
The sponsors have been great. I mean, we've had people reach out to us that have, like, how do we get involved in this? and we want to be a part, you know, and whether that's a monetary contribution or wanting to come and do, saying students can come job shadow with mm-hmm. us or internships or, you know, can we talk to students about particular issues that we see? It's been really, really great and a lot of introduction to our business community, too, that a lot of businesses and stuff have really stepped up.
Yeah, I think this is probably the most comprehensive awareness event that I've been part of. We have schools come in all the time. We have individuals, parents. But this is going to take it several steps further. There's going to be a job fair, kind of a reverse job fair, we call mm-hmm. it. So it's not going to be just a bunch of tables where you browse and maybe it catches your interest. But these businesses will know about the students going in. The students will have an awareness of what these opportunities really mean. Mm-hmm. They'll have real-life examples, videos, and walkthroughs and so forth, and trying to make that connection before they even graduate. So when they graduate that weekend, maybe they go to work the following week, perhaps, we hope. Mm-hmm. Or you know, they might sign up for classes for the fall or take a certification. There's going to be a variety of different opportunities based on the students' interests and also the business needs and opportunities that are out there.
You find it, because you and I have talked about this before, that you know these kids as well as parents don't know what they don't know.
They don't,
and so they need to get involved in programs such as this just because it doesn't hurt to ask. Instead of sitting on your hands and being quiet and afraid to bring it up. I mean, you've talked about how I know we'll keep using the same young lady over and over, but she was ready to mail it all in, and you're like, no, sit down with me.
And she's doing incredible.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, she's
and
doing
this
better
is
than
why.
Most of the people in the county, actually.
It's like, and this is why you're not going anywhere.
That's right.
But some people just don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you've got a kid, a student, a young person, even an older person, and they're not sure because they don't know what's out there. First of all, you have to make them aware of what's out there. Mm-hmm. You got to show them the path of getting from where they are to where they want to be. And there's that support as well. So confidence is a big issue with a lot of people, particularly the non-traditional student. Mm-hmm. Been out of school for a while. Oh, can I do it? Do I have time? You've got to work with them. We have a mentoring component that we're building into this. So okay. They have a go-to person when they get doubts or uncertainties or challenges. So we're trying to create a process, really, that allows the awareness, the path, and then the mm-hmm. support.
Yeah, awesome stuff. So we're talking Southern Union State Community College. Todd Shackett with us, also Lee County DA with us as well. Jessica Venturi, got to take a break. Back with more in a moment. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Talking Southern Union State Community College, President Todd Shackett with us, also Lee County DA Jessica Venturi with us. And usually when Jessica's in here, we are talking about, did you want to discuss any crime?
No,
any
true crime? This is all positive.
He said he's listened before. He's one of the ones that likes it when we talk about this stuff.
It's always fascinating. But we're trying to say, hey, there's other things to do besides go out there and cause problems.
This is the lighter side of my job that actually keeps me from going insane. So I like this part. But
idle hands create problems, I think. So
yes.
With the semester starting, I mean, what is going on at Southern Union besides this month? This is one of those busy times.
So, you know, we got a lot of returning students, but we also have some new students in terms of the programs that start in January. Mm-hmm. Physical therapy, we have a new, brand new cohort. I just saw their picture on social media yesterday, 24 new students. I think massage therapy starts up, and what else? There's a couple that created new cohorts for this spring. So they're first-time students in their pathway. Mm. But enrollment looks good. The hallways were full this week, which I always like to see. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten the final tally, but I'm guessing we're either equal or up by a few percentage points over where we expected.
Mm. Jessica, with this program and the involvement, Todd and I have talked about this. You and I have talked about this. I mean, one reason to get back to the community and get kids involved is you see it. I know we said we weren't going to talk about the darker side, but mm-hmm. some of the darker side is the ones that aren't educated and the ones that don't come are those right. those could be the problem. So that's another reason that you'd like the youth to get involved in this.
Absolutely. So just this week, I sat in over 2 hours of initial appearances. We had 14 people who had been arrested within the last 24 to 48 hours of this hearing. This is the first time they go before a judge. And without any you know, this is not an exaggeration at all. I think every single one of those 14 people were unemployed, less one. I think one maybe had a job. And these are our younger people, you know. And so to me, I think in my mind, at least, there is absolutely no question that employment makes a huge difference in making sure that people are avoiding criminal activity and just getting themselves in that position. And that's why I love to make sure that we are doing what we can to support our workforce, to support our businesses, to make sure that we are supporting our students to get them prepared to enter the workforce. Because in my mind, it's just so critical. It is a critical piece that makes a difference in a community and in their safety.
Well, and to piggyback off of that, Todd, you and I have talked about this too. Even some that have made mistakes, you guys have got programs that have helped them out. And working with the Lee County Sheriff's Department, and
we've been doing that for several years. These are people who are already incarcerated, but they're chosen by the legal community, not by us, and say, "Hey, do you want to turn it around?" They have to convince them that that's what they want to do, and they commit to a 8-9 week program. Give them all types of education about financial literacy. About employment responsibility of showing up and how you present yourself and just being prepared. So when they do get out, and we do try to connect them with employers that are willing to give second chances so they don't fall back in the same bad habits, the same crowd, and the temptations that are there when you don't have income and all those things that we're trying to avoid.
Let me get the last break of the hour so that way we can wrap things up. I don't want to cut you guys short, so let me go ahead and knock that out. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, as we talk Southern Union State Community College President Todd Shackett with us, as well as Lee County DA Jessica Venturi in studio.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Todd Shackett with me as we talk Southern Union State Community College, and has Jessica Venturi with him. You're the one that set the guest this morning, the guest list.
Yeah. Well, I thought the event is coming up later this month. It's a good time to let people know about it.
What is the date on that, by the way?
The 29th and 30th.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's several schools, Auburn Opelika and the Lee County schools are attending.
That's right. We're trying to split them. It's going to be the same programming both days, but to accommodate the number of students, we've split it between the two. And the students were selected by their teachers. The students could express interest in the program if they wanted to. But we really wanted to make sure that we were going to get the students that really needed that help that we talked about, the uncertain ones, the ones that have a lot of doubt, the ones who need that extra support. And obviously, we're not in those schools every day, and so we relied heavily on our educators to help us select those students. And they have been working with the students really since the fall, having little types of sessions with them. I know that some of them have had guest speakers. Representative Gray came in and spoke to one of the groups, and I think that goes back to the partnerships. I'm so thankful that we have so many people who are willing to put their time and energy into this, whether it is coming and giving them a word of encouragement. We have created basically a catalog of resource videos for these students so that they can go back and reference what to wear to an interview. And we've got folks who have volunteered to be in that video. President Shackett's been in our video about networking, which I have watched multiple times because I need the help. And just really kind of being that where they can go back and use these references and use these resources anytime to kind of when they have a question or when that doubt creeps in, they can go back and watch these videos or they can reach out to their mentors or to any of these people who have been supporting them and get the help they need. It's pretty cool if you ask me.
It's very encompassing. And I do believe if you really want to be successful, you can be successful. I really do believe that. And it's just finding the right way to do that. And we're trying to help people find that way.
Well, you and I have talked about this before and you know it as well as I did, coming from the business world and the corporate world and the factory world, you know, being on time, being present.
Yeah. I also came from the housing project world.
Exactly.
So it can be done.
Yes. And you know, I saw a thing one time. It's like, you know, the four things, it doesn't take talent in order to be successful.
Right. Yes. Show up.
And showing up is one of them.
Yep.
But when you're there, be present when you show up instead of just kind of going through the motions. And it sounds like this program kind of teaches them that too, to you know, it's one thing to be there, but it's another thing to, you know, well, I think there are no stupid questions. There are no.
I think today more than ever, if you're just a reliable person, you're going to be just fine.
That's not staring at your phone all the time.
Well, right. I mean, I just remember years ago when we were starting out, it seemed like everybody was working the 10-hour days and, mm-hmm. and you know, going to school at night, and it was dog eat dog. At least it felt like that to me. Mm-hmm. And now it seems like if you just show up every day and follow the procedures and interact with other people, you're going to be just fine.
Yeah, and getting comfortable, and it sounds like that's what this program is going to do.
It does. In fact, that was one of the major sources of feedback that we got from our businesses was we asked the question, what gaps are you seeing between the hiring needs that you have and what's going on in your business? And so much of that is reliability, showing up, you know, being professional in the notice that you give, what you're wearing, how you're interacting, just those basic soft skills that is really impacting our workforce and our business. And to me, I think those are things that are so easy to help impact and correct if someone's willing to receive it. But sometimes it's a matter of they haven't actually received the message. Mm-hmm. And I think this is definitely one of those ways where we're going to try to correct that.
And they get to learn what's out there that they may not have known about. I mean, you and I have exactly. talked about everything from, you know, what you guys are doing at the airport to the vet tech, all this new stuff.
Even the one-week training courses we offer, we're going to cover all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's and trust me, that is a friend of ours. Well, Kate Witten, you know, she got her license to skid steer.
And,
little did she know that when people now want to be able to hire, she makes a little money on the side
to
do that.
I think that's wonderful to pay for her tuition. With
it
that
is.
Money,
that's and it's little things like that I don't think people are aware of or haven't been told, and it sounds like this gives them an opportunity to not only see it, but also how to get involved with it, which is a big thing.
Well, we're excited, and we try to find the balance of including as many people as possible, but also making it very quality and individualized. So this will be a good experiment for us, and we'll take it from here for next time.
Mm-hmm. If they want to get involved, if they're from the outside, say they're a corporate person or something like that, they get in touch with one of your guys' offices?
Yes. If they want to visit the Lee County DA website, we have a whole section on there about how they can get involved with Lee County Rising Student Summit. There's a frequently asked questions. There's tons of information. They can also email us. Just reach out to the DA's office, and more than happy to plug them in.
Awesome stuff. Thank you, all-star guest panel that we had.
Thank
this
you, man.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, Fox News coming up top of the hour. And then we're going to hear from Lisa Stein from the Lee Russell Council of Governments. And then we'll check in with the Auburn High Athletic Director, James Slayton. He has got a busy schedule coming up. That's next.
News Talk, WANI. WANI AM Opelika and WGZZ HD4 Waverly Auburn.